You are listening to Smart Women's Dating Podcast, episode number 71. Welcome to Smart Women's Dating Podcast. I am your host, certified life coach Lærke Nielsen, and I help smart, independent women attract the love they deeply desire without having to chase or settle. This podcast will give you the mindset, tools, and insights you need to finally crack the code to your love life. Are you ready? Then let's go. Hey you, welcome back to the podcast. Do you tend to lose yourself when you're in a dating connection or inside a longer-term relationship? Like in the sense that you get so absorbed into the relationship that you let go of big parts of your normal life and you prioritize him above everything else. You lose contact with close friends and you skip your hobbies and spend all the weekends with your new partner. And this is of course not something you do because he asked you to. It's your own choice. It's because you just love being with him and this is the most important to you. And then one day, if the relationship doesn't work out in the end, then you end up feeling really alone and vulnerable. And you experience that you have to start all over again with reconnecting with your friends and rebuilding your life. If you recognize this, then you must listen to this episode. And even if you don't recognize it, I have something really important to say here. Because in this episode, I'm going to share with you what it means to lose yourself in dating or in a relationship, and why so many of us tend to do this. And I'll give you some examples of what it looks like when you lose yourself in a connection and the consequences of that for your future relationship. But also what it looks like if you don't and if you manage to stay in a healthy balance inside a connection. And then at the end, I'm going to give you some tips on how to avoid losing yourself or to get yourself back on the track if you feel that you have already lost yourself. Call yourself back to yourself. Because here is the interesting thing, and if you take only one learning from this episode, I want it to be the following. When you lose yourself in a relationship, you lose the relationship. It's the beginning to the end. So becoming aware of that is not only for your own emotional health. It is for you to avoid that the relationship dies. So before we dive into it, just a quick reminder. I am at the moment offering a free 30-minute coaching call with you. And the calendar is still open, but only until the end of this month, so April 2024. And this is a free call where I coach you on any topic that is related to dating and relationship, anything that you feel is important for you to get some support on. And the only condition is that you give me permission to record it and use the parts of the audio that I feel can be useful for others to hear, that you give me permission to use this on the podcast. And you get to be anonymous, of course. So go to the link in the show notes or on my Instagram bio at Lærke the Love Coach and book a call there. So what does it mean and what does it look like if you lose yourself in dating or relationships? It's basically when we choose to forget or abandon ourselves in different ways. First of all, it can be that we let go of our normal sources of joy and connection with other people because the relationship is just so good and we want to go all in on that. We hang out with the guy all the time and bit by bit give lower priority to the rest of our life. It just feels less important. And you might tell yourself that a lot of what you did in the past was just because you were single and now you have a better life and you don't have time for this anymore. Another way to lose yourself could also be choosing to ignore your own opinions and values in order to please the man. Being willing to compromise a bit too much can also lead to self-abandonment. You probably know someone, or maybe you are that person yourself, who people lose sight of for longer periods of time when they've met someone new that they're dating. They have this tendency of disappearing out of your life, and then maybe 10 months later or so, they are back because the relationship didn't work out. Or it could be that it's easier for you to cancel something you decided to go to because you don't feel the need to go out. You feel quite fulfilled just with the relationship. It could be that you reach out less to your friends than what you would normally do. You take less initiative to meet up with other people simply because you don't think you need that. And then when you're out with other people, you are less open to meet new people and talk to them. You're less curious. You're not really engaging yourself in conversations the same way as you did when you were single. It can also show up as not prioritizing time to do the things you normally feel passionate about, and you are less open to trying new things on your own or with your friends. You prefer to just hang out with your new partner, and every time you hear about something that might interest you, a new movie, a new exhibition, or a concert, you instantly think of doing it with him. You ask him first, and only if he's not available, you ask a friend. And all of this is completely normal in the beginning when you meet someone and you're very excited about this person and you want to get to know him and you want to spend time with him. And of course, you should be allowed to do all this, but just remind yourself to pace it a little bit. Don't get too invested early on and don't forget all about the rest of your life. So, what are the consequences of losing yourself in a relationship? When we let go of other sources of joy and other connections and doing things that can grow and develop us, and instead we spend all our time with our new partner, except when we're at work or maybe recharging alone, several different things can happen. At some point, you start to take him for granted. The relationship is no longer something that adds to your life. It has become daily life. It's become the default. And you start to expect things to be the way they've been from the beginning. You start to expect it to be great. And you no longer feel appreciative the same way as you did in the beginning. You might even start to feel a little bit bored with him. And as you don't have any new input yourself, you also become boring yourself. You don't challenge yourself or grow in any way, and that doesn't fuel your relationship. In a healthy relationship, you need to both have some growth and development. And because you don't have other things in your life, you start to feel more attached to this one person, and this can also come across as needy. You are no longer the self-sustained, confident woman anymore. You are less mysterious and less attractive to him. And also compromising your values and opinions that makes you abandon yourself, and a man can feel that. And most healthy men are not attracted to women who choose to suppress their own needs to please him. They prefer someone who can give him a little resistance once in a while and say no when it's a no, and not always adapt and please. So, of course, this is not a good situation to be in. If you don't notice what's happening, you might be in the beginning of the end here, and you wonder what went wrong because you don't think you changed, and you gave him all your time and you compromised a lot for him. And then looking back, you might realize that you lost yourself at some point, and that was the first step in losing the relationship. Now, I just want to put a disclaimer in here. It's not like it's your fault if the relationship dies. We all know that reality is more nuanced than that, so I don't want you to take this as something that is all about you doing something wrong or being wrong in any way. But as we can only control ourselves and not your partner, I always want you to see your own power and what you do have control over, and that is, of course, you. And the goal is, of course, to find some ways to stay true to yourself, some ways that work for you and also benefit your relationship. So what could it look like when you do not lose yourself in a relationship? What is an example of staying true to yourself, staying connected with yourself and keep living your best life even when you meet a new partner? What does that look like in real life? So this could be, for instance, even though you are a happy couple, you still go out separately. You don't always bring him along, and he doesn't bring you along always. You still prioritize your interests and passions, and you don't cancel something because he suggests another activity without knowing your plans. You have friends that you see alone. and you have goals in life that do not include him. You have areas in which you grow and develop. You want to learn new things or challenge yourself in new ways. Like this, you are a person that constantly changes and grows into the next version of yourself. And this is not only very satisfying for yourself, it's also very attractive for him. There's always a part of you that he hasn't uncovered yet. There's always more about you to be discovered for him. You are on a journey, and you have each your separate life, and you have a life in common. And the result is that you keep the attraction and fascination alive between you. You have something to talk about when you're together. You create a healthy relationship for both yourself and him, and you stay true to yourself and develop emotional resiliency. So, all this sounds really good, of course, but why is it then that we abandon ourselves or lose ourselves in dating and relationships? Because a lot of us tend to do that until we learn to not do it anymore. Well, we do it because we think that this is the ultimate goal. It is to merge with another human being and just be completely absorbed into each other and do everything together, more or less. We think that if we cannot do that, if that doesn't fulfill us, then we are with the wrong person. We think that we are supposed to be able to be happy in this symbiotic connection, which is, of course, completely wrong. It is so much against nature to only have this one other person in your life. But this is what we've learned, and this is what we've been socialized to believe, that living in a couple or in a family, the ideal situation is that we live together, we spend as much time together as possible, and the best person to be with is, of course, your partner. Now, in my opinion, this is one of the reasons why we have such high divorce rates and people are so likely to split up. Because in most of the Western modern societies, we've not understood what it requires to sustain a healthy balance and nurture the attraction and passion in a relationship. That being close and emotionally intimate all the time is not the goal. This does not create long-term happiness. On the contrary, there needs to be a balance between closeness and separation. Closeness creates a feeling of belonging and love and connection, whereas distance creates attraction, newness, curiosity, fascination, and passion, which is just as important for long-term happiness. So, in order for you to stay connected and true to yourself, and in order for you to sustain the attraction between you and your partner, you will want to keep living a separate life next to the common life you also have together. Each of you should have a separate life that you cultivate. The famous psychotherapist and best-selling author Esther Perel, she speaks about this and she calls it the secret garden. This is the place you go by yourself to water your plants and cultivate the life you have outside the relationship and that makes you more interesting to him. So how do you reconnect with yourself, or how do you avoid losing yourself in the first place? So here I'm going to give you some concrete ideas. First of all, you want to make a list of all the things that light you up outside the relationship, the things that you already do and that you did before you met him. And that could be meeting up with friends and doing your sports or physical exercise, cultivating your hobbies and passions and so on. And then you want to prioritize doing that on a regular basis. Put it on your agenda. Make sure that you prioritize this. Then you want to make a list of new things you want to try, ways you want to challenge yourself to grow, and then decide to go and do that. It doesn't have to be big and ambitious projects. It can just be something you do 1 hour per week. Doesn't really matter, as long as it's something that is new and piques your curiosity and challenges you in a new way. Then you want to decide to meet new people every week. Say yes to going out when people invite you. Be open to speak to people you haven't met before. And that could be whether it's in a social event or by the coffee machine at work. Just be open to meet new people and connect with them. And I want to encourage you to choose to have one goal in your life all the time. It can be a 3-month goal or a longer term goal, but something that you dream of creating for yourself in the future. And finally, you want to also ask yourself, who do you want to be in the relationship? Now, in 1 year, and on the longer term, what is the woman you would love to be? What is she like? How does she create joy and personal growth in her life? How does she keep fascinating her man? How does she take care of a healthy and balanced life, socially, emotionally, intellectually, and physically? Who do you want to be? So this was just a little insight into the importance of not losing yourself inside a dating connection and a relationship. And I hope you found it useful. I can help you create and sustain that balance, whether you are dating or already in a relationship. You just have to book a call with me. Then you get a 45-minute free call, and I will tell you how you can work with me. And based on what you tell me, I will share with you how I can help you. This is not a coaching call. It's a consultation call or a clarity call for women who want to explore the possibilities of hiring a coach. So, book a call and I'll see you there. And I will be back next week. And in the meantime, go out and do what lights you up outside of dating so you have something cool to share with your next date. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. If you like what you're hearing on this podcast and you want to get support from a coach on your love journey, I invite you to book a free consult call with me. You will find the link in the show notes. And also, don't forget to subscribe, and I would love it if you would rate and review this podcast, and then you'll also help other women find it.